It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry today. From record-breaking cyclist Lance Armstrong to Olympic champion track and fielder Marion Jones to baseball superstar Alex Rodriguez, doping has been a source of both great historic performances and great historic scandals. The World Anti-Doping Agency and the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency have both invested millions of dollars and man-hours in an effort to cut down on the use of performance-enhancing drugs. But the new documentary, Doped, The Dirty Side of Sports, argues that these efforts have both been intrusive to athletes who don't cheat and ineffective at reducing doping. Andrew Moscato is the director of Dope. It premieres tonight on Epix, and he joins me now in the studio. Andrew, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Andrew, I got to start right off the top. The main conclusion of your film is that all of the anti-doping, all of the steroid testing, all of the EPO testing that we've heard about in sports has led to some big high-profile busts, but has basically not reduced the level of cheating in sports. That's a huge claim.
Yeah, and it's one that's backed up based on the data of the World Anti-Doping Agency, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, and even professional sports leagues like Major League Baseball. What you're seeing across the board is that less than 1% of tests are leading to some sort of sanction. So when you have the anecdotal evidence, which would seem to suggest 20, 30, or even 40% of athletes in sport are doping, less than 1% is a very poor success rate.
So why such a poor success rate? You make the point in the film that athletes who are clean, and I mean, you can't tell who's clean and who's not unless you test, so you have to be strict. But there's a system now that follows people around at every stage of their lives but isn't catching the guilty parties.
Right. And surprisingly, even testing can't prove who's clean or who's dirty. I mean, Lance Armstrong famously would declare that he never failed a drug test. That was a similar claim that Marion Jones often had. And later, of course, those athletes were proven to have doped. So I think that's the main problem here, is that we've developed a system over the last decade and a half which doesn't really do a good job of catching the cheaters, and there's really no proof that it deters athletes from cheating.
So a lot of the history of the World Anti-Doping Agency and this worldwide testing goes back to the Olympics in 1988. Canadian sprinter Ben Johnson, I'm sorry to say I remember him, who had a huge downfall after winning the gold medal and then testing positive. That led to, you say in the film, this new regime. Listen to Dick Pound. He's president of the World Anti-Doping Agency. He's also a Canadian Olympic official.
I thought, well, at least this will perhaps discourage people, but it'll certainly make it clear that the IOC at the Olympic Games is not going to cover up any doping test at all. And I was half right. The IOC didn't cover it up, but the doping went on.
Now, there's Dick Pound. He's in charge of WADA, who says this new worldwide regime of testing basically didn't stop doping.
Right. Well, actually, Dick Pound was talking still about the IOC testing programs, and that was in 1988. The World Anti-Doping Agency, which he spearheaded the creation of, didn't come around until 1999, and that was an outgrowth of this big scandal in the Tour de France called the Festina scandal, where the Festina riding team was caught with drugs in the trunk of their car. So the World Anti-Doping Agency was established in 2000, 1999, around the turn of the century. Major League Baseball, the NFL followed suit. They created their own testing policies. But what's amazing and what this film looks at is how ineffective these programs have been, I think, despite public confidence that because there's drug testing in sports, somehow sport is cleaner.
Now, are you saying then that Major League Baseball, that the NFL, despite the appearance of being cleaner, despite high-profile busts, despite their own PR that they've cleaned up their sports, are still riddled with HGH and steroid users?
Performance-enhancing drug use goes beyond just testosterone and HGH, but I think the answer has to be yes. I mean, look at Alex Rodriguez as a perfect example. Here's somebody who is using testosterone for the past decade. He gets caught from an investigation, not from drug testing. The fact that they have tests that athletes who are using these substances know how to beat. Also, you have what's called a therapeutic use exemption in sports. So baseball, take that for example. Adderall is a drug that I think a third of the league has a therapeutic use exemption for. Basically, they have a doctor's note to use this drug. The highest number of sanctions for performance-enhancing drug use in baseball is for Adderall. So it's not cheating if you have the doctor's note, but it is cheating if you don't. So I think that's the gray area that most people don't understand about drug use in sports.
I love the statistic in your film. It hit me pretty hard that WADA's entire budget, the budget of the World Anti-Doping Agency, is $27 million, which is almost exactly A-Rod's annual salary.
It's amazing because, again, this is the World Anti-Doping Agency. So as a fan, before going into this project, a casual sports fan, I figured that the World Anti-Doping Agency had the problem of doping in sport pretty much under control. And when they have a budget that small, I think what it seems to suggest is that countries in the Olympic movement who are stakeholders kind of want to fund WADA, but they don't want to fund them enough. So they can say, hey, look, we care about doping. We're giving money to the World Anti-Doping Agency, so don't accuse us of not doing the best we can. But I don't think they're giving them enough where they can actually do their job. And I think an example of that is that WADA, surprisingly, doesn't have a lot of control over these national anti-doping agencies, which are supposed to enforce the World Anti-Doping Code or the World Anti-Doping Rules. Athletes in Russia this past year claiming that there's Soviet-style, state-sanctioned doping going on. In our film, we talk about how Jamaica wasn't drug testing their athletes before the 2012 London Olympics. And here in the U.S., you have the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, supposedly the gold standard of all these national anti-doping agencies, coming under a lot of scrutiny for their practices in boxing, which is kind of outside of the Olympic purview, and this kind of work for hire that they're doing on the side. So in that case, they seem to be motivated more by profit than their mission of quote-unquote clean sport.
Which is an inherent conflict of interest. That's the point that you make.
Right. So in boxing, they're basically taking various sums of money to do testing. Floyd Mayweather is probably their most notable client. And he likes to claim that he's doing Olympic-style testing, quote-unquote. But Olympic-style testing involves unannounced drug testing 24/7, 365. Olympic athletes actually have to report their whereabouts, where they're going to be of all hours a day. If you change from that schedule, you have to update your doping control officer. Floyd Mayweather only gets tested in the months leading up to his fight and usually signing that drug testing contract 3 months before. So he's not getting year-round testing. Recently, it was discovered that he was given a therapeutic use exemption retroactively for a method that's banned by WADA. He had a IV with a saline solution, which is kind of a big no-no in all other realms of sport, but somehow it was kind of given a pass in boxing.
One of the key points that you make here in this film is that USADA, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, makes these high-profile busts, and then below the surface isn't doing its job.
Right. And again, that's just based on the data. It's usually the low-hanging fruit, the athletes who are either inadvertently doping by way of a tainted dietary supplement, or athletes who aren't even high-level athletes at all. You see amateur athletes who will somehow get subject to USADA testing at an event. Lance Armstrong and guys like him are a very small percentage of athletes being caught by this anti-doping system.
Andrew Moscato is director of the documentary Doped, The Dirty Side of Sports. It premieres tonight on Epix. Andrew Moscato, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Todd.